The documentary Amandla and its soundtrack are both subtitled A Revolution in Four-Part Harmony. They describe how protest music functioned in the black communities of South Africa during the apartheid years. Archival footage, as well as interviews with poets, social activists, DJs, and famous performers such as Miriam Makeba and Yuma Sakala, put the old activist anthems into context. Critic Milo Miles says the movie tells not just about anti-apartheid songs in South Africa, but protest music in general.
Amandla, which means power, tells an undeniably inspirational story. Although apartheid begins in sorrow and blood, it ends in triumph with the return of Nelson Mandela and the fall of a racist system. Lee Hirsch's documentary shows how there were songs for every step of the struggle. It's history you can dance to. Although I wish there was a little more background about the tradition of a cappella vocal choirs in South Africa, Amandla gives fascinating information about how protest songs worked in that country. Many South African tunes have a joyous, upbeat quality. So in the early days of apartheid in particular, there would be numbers with a happy sound overlaying angry, even murderous content. The targets would not pay attention to the lyrics or even know the language. There's also the suggestion that songs are not really finished until they are performed by groups of people, taken into their lives and made weapons of resistance. How the people use a song and relate to it makes it whole. Finally, Amandla shows how protest sounds changed with the times. As armed resistance to apartheid and violent mass demonstrations became more common, songs started sounding less like catchy pop tunes and more like old Zulu war chants. Yes, sir. The struggle against apartheid lasted more than 40 years. The movie's description of songs changing and growing in the community reminded me of the many recent articles about anthems, or the lack of them, either for or against war in Iraq. It seems to me that in a world of instant wars, we expect powerful instant music responses. But the results may be more like instant coffee, spindly and unsatisfying. As Amandla suggests, political tension has to go on and on, sink into the bones, before songs can emerge that will also sink into the bones. Fast-changing situations and mixed feelings do not strong anthems make.
Milo Miles is a contributor to Rolling Stone magazine. He's based in Cambridge. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our engineer is Julian Hertzfeld. Dorothy Farabee is our administrative assistant. Roberta Sherrock directs the show. I'm Terry Gross.
zigcine njengokonkawe zingqamadu zingqazikamahlale zigcine njengokonkawe zingqazikamahlale zigcine njengokonkawe zingqazikamahlale Zigcine njengokonkawe zingqamadudzi zingqazikamahlale zigcine njengokonkawe zingqazikamahlale zigcine njengokonkawe zingqazikamahlale zigcine njengokonkawe zingqamadudzi zingqazikamahlale.